The suspensions range from 1 to 13 days, and Jordan Geiger of Black Lives Matter South Bend says that he doesn't currently have full confidence in Joshua Reynolds to lead the board.
To me, these are egregious violations, and they should have been disclosed much sooner.
Geiger was particularly concerned about two of the suspensions, a one-day suspension over an illegal forced entry into a home during a foot pursuit, and a 10-day suspension over a derogatory comment Reynolds made on social media.
I have no justification for it. I'm not even going to try to justify it. It was wrong.
That's Joshua Reynolds. He says most of the suspensions were due to things he did wrong, and that he takes responsibility and has tried to make amends.
Now, we're not talking about use of force complaints here. We're not talking about criminal allegations against me, anything of that nature.
But Reynolds also alleges that he faced retaliation and harassment for reporting a fellow officer and a supervisor for misconduct, and that Indianapolis paid him a cash settlement when he agreed to resign and not file a lawsuit. He left the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in 2017. Activists had previously expressed concerns over Reynolds' hiring, saying they should have been more involved in the process. Geiger says BLM has invited him to participate in a Zoom forum in August.
Trust is earned, it's not guaranteed. And that's really on him to prove himself.
Reynolds says he's definitely open to participating. City Clerk Dawn Jones, whose office is in charge of the board and hired Reynolds, says she still supports him and wants him to lead the board. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.